We left off yesterday discussing the din of a sagging kana al gabayan. So let's just read this together inside in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sin and Shin Samach Beis of Katan Samach Vav, the end of Shin Samach Beis of Katan Samach Vav. So the Mechaber there mentioned that the kana al gabayan doesn't have to be a kana, it could even be a gami, that's based on Yerushalmi. You could have a piece of string, a piece of rope, something that is more flexible. Function is your kana al gabayan. The Mishnah Berurah writes, if kaddim tamach vav mikol makom, also gemi sarach shelo yinato aydei ruach. You have to make sure that that kana al gabayan is not going to blow away in the wind. Because of the sefer Masas Hashakel, the mikol makom kill kana al gabayan mikana shebitzadim. Masas Hashakel suggests that the kana al gabayan is slightly less critical than the kana shebitzadim. When it comes to the kana mikan, it's not sufficient to make sure that they don't blow away in the wind. You have to make sure that they're not going to move in the wind. Mechitza that blows in the wind is not a mechitza. We discussed previously what the shear for that is. You have to make sure it doesn't blow away. But if it's going to blow, as long as it doesn't blow away, it'll sag, it'll move, rather. That's okay. The main component of a Siris HaPesach are the Kanish of Itzad, and the Kanal Gabein is less critical. And then he quotes the Mishnah of Yaakov, Yeshma Achronim, Shemachmir Bezeh, Uvididhu, Bisha Osen Ha'er Vaidechevo, Sarach Lemasla Bechoska, you have to make sure it's taught. To make sure that it doesn't even blow or move in the wind. And we pointed out last that the Mishnah of Yaakov raises a number of issues with a sagging or a blowing kana al gabayan. Number one, it may be an inverse kippah, just like an arch going up is a problem, so an arch going down in the opposite direction is a problem as well, and also that it could run into problems of min hatzad. Either that it's going to blow and the string is going to move in such a position that it's no longer al gabayan of the kanim, or it'll be totally out of the structure of Siras HaPesach. Okay. So if we are going to be concerned, the Mishnah of Yaakov sounds like he's Mafmir shouldn't move at all. At all is almost impossible. It has to be have it perfectly taught is difficult, especially if you're dealing with a larger Siras HaPesach. But if you're going to try to be machmir, that it shouldn't be too much sag, so how much sag is too much sag? So the Sefer Teferet Yaakov, page Shin Ayin Aleph, he quotes, suggests, as some Svarim do, that you don't have to be so concerned if the level of sag or the level of movement is going to be within 3 tefachim. Again, not Mishum Lovid, just as we had this funny 3 tefachim from Ramosha and from Shlomo Zalman when we discussed a proper mechitza that moves, and we weren't quite sure where that sheer 3 tefachim comes from, just as a seemingly, not arbitrary, but a familiar shear for movement, even though it's not necessarily lovav. So the similar suggestion is made here by some that it shouldn't move more than 3 tefachim.
On a practical level, yeah. The wire is like up there, how do you
right.
exactly know what's 3 tefachim? It's like an eyeball, kind of like it looks like it's sagging a lot.
Right, so it's probably lefi ra'os einei ha-checker. You have to have some sense as to what the sag is. In the Emes Liyakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky's notes, he didn't write it himself, but the Talmidim Al Seder Shulchan Aruch, we also have the this 3 tefachim idea there. Sammy?
That means 3 tefachim from it being vertical, if it was perfect.
Right. Mm-hmm. A bigger kula, well, so some achronim aren't so concerned about even a more significant sag. So if you look in the Shuvat Shari Tzion, I think we quoted the Shari Tzion once before, the Bilsker Eloi, who argues with the number of Shitas of the Mishnah is Yaakov and Ervin. I think Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me once that the Vilsker Ilu was in charge of the upkeep of the Erev in Praga, which was the suburb of Warsaw, the other side of the river. So the Vilsker Ilu writes in the Shaarei Tzion, Simen Gimel, Anaf Dalet Os Gimel, Simen Gimel, Anaf Dalet Os Gimel, Gimel Dalet Gimel. The Paskin said it's Suasa Pesach. Just to be clear, there are two related forms of this question. One is a Kana al Gabay that sags, and the other one is one that curves. Whereas you can have pretty much the same issue, but curving and sagging is not necessarily the same thing. So the Shaarei Tzion writes that if you have a Suras HaPesach where the upper Kana is Mu'ukam, he thinks that is Kasher, and he dismisses most of the Mishnah's Yaakov concerns based on the assumption of the Nesivos that Hilchos Mezuzah and Hilchos Suras HaPesach are not the same. So we quoted that a couple times ago. According to the Nesivos and the Tikkun Erevin, he has a different read of the Sugya of Kippa, that the Gemara's concern of Piskei Shemai is limited to a specific context of a kosel itself, when we're defining the entrance into a kosel, whether that is a valid Pesach or not, but fundamentally, there's no restriction of Piskei Shemai when it comes to Erevin, that's unique to Hilchos Mezuzah. And as he argued, most of the details of Hilchos Mezuzah are not transferable to Hilchos Erevin. Mishnas Yaakov disagrees with that. Most folks disagree with that. Kavanish disagrees with that. But the Vilsker Ilu is working with that assumption of the Nesivos, and if so, then all the riots from Kippa fall apart, and we don't have to confuse, or we don't derive the details of Suras HaPesach from what's considered a Suras HaPesach or a Pesach in Hilchos Mezuzah. Rav Pesach Frank has a relative kula as well in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Chelik Beis Simen Yotes, Har Tzvi Chelik Beis Simen Yotes, and he writes this in one line. In Simen Yotes, he has Kitzur Psakim in Hilchos Erevin, like two-line paragraphs, just question-answer. So in Simen Yotes, it's just one line in Oshes, but it's a little bit more of Arichus in Simen Yotes. So he assumes that fundamentally we don't have to be concerned about a sag in a kana al gabay as long as the sag doesn't reach within 10 tefach on the ground. So if it's going to sag so much that the bottom point of the sag, the bottom point of the kana al gabay, is within 10 tefach on the ground, so that would compromise the Suras HaPesach. Because the Suras HaPesach has to be, the Kana Mikan has to be at least 10 Tefachim, so if the Kana Gabein is going to dip below 10 Tefachim, then that compromises the integrity of the Suras HaPesach. But other than that, we're not concerned about Ikum of the Kana Gabein. Avi.
So, just to paint like a gross case where, let's say, the Kana are almost and almost tall, and
right,
the Suras HaPesach sags all the way down, isn't that a Pesach the law of the ancient? Regardless of whether we use kippa as a rye or not,
right,
people don't make doorways that way.
So we're less concerned about, because of the different poskim have different degrees of credence placed or prominence placed to the notion of lohavdi, and she definitely exists to some extent. But especially those poskim that distinguish between mezuzah and those folks that distinguish between mezuzah and erevin essentially conclude that Piskei Shemai doesn't play so much of a role in Hilchos Erevin. Piskei Shemai is a model for the Lokad Av Dinshi. So they would argue that the role of the Av Dinshi in Hilchos Erevin for Suras HaPesach is much less significant.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Mm-hmm.
So when Rashi describes the case of
right,
so that's where the kana is basically the answer.
Right.
Why is this case not different? Why is this case not identical to that? If the kana al gabayim is going down towards in the middle.
I mean, how is the Shaarei Tzion going to deal with the Minasai question. He seems to dismiss all the mentions of Yaakov's arguments on the basis of the lack of equation between Mezuzah and Erevin. But Minasad is not a Mezuzah halacha, that's clearly an Erevin halacha. And it is true that according to Rashi and Mordechai, the reason that Minasad is a problem is because it's either Kepiske Shemai as the Mordechai writes, or the Lokadav the Inchi as Rashi writes, which could be one of the same, although not necessarily. So even if Piskei Shemai proper is out of concern in Hilchos Erevin, Minasad should be. So why isn't it still Minasad? So it could be that Minasad is only a problem on the as long as the points of contact between the Kan HaMikan, the Kan HaMikan, and the Kan HaGaveyan is not Minasad, it doesn't make a difference that the middle part of the Kan HaGaveyan dips down. That Minasad is only an issue with the point of contact, not the middle. So we could say that. Okay, Lemaisa, Poskim in general try to avoid the sagging of significance. You have to check on a case-by-case basis to see what could be done to improve a potential sagging situation. There's going to be a little bit of a sag, but the general assumption is that it's not so significant. Definitely within three talking, not so much to be concerned about, and you try to avoid more significant and noticeable sagging. Yeah.
For curiosity, is there a standard procedure among power line producer companies, like over power companies, I guess, for their sags?
I don't know. Generally from... I think most existing telephone wires or electric wires tend to be pretty straight. There may be an issue where when it comes into the pole, it dips down a little bit, which Rashakta thinks should be avoided, but I think they're usually pretty straight now.
You think it should be avoided in deference to Mishnah Yaakov, or...?
Independent of Mishnah Yaakov, what Mishnah Yaakov?
The one that...
No, not about sagging per se, but let's say you have a... I guess you're right. Meaning you have a wire going over here, and then before it hits the pole, it kind of, let's say, curves like that. Even where it's not a Minasad problem, so I guess that's within the Lokadav, the Inchi problem, whether it's, Mishnah Yaakov would be fair. Uda Ime. Okay. Hi. Welcome.
Anecdote on that point, just because, one time it was snowing, and there were some people were talking about it, but publicly they said it was good, but on the private chapter was recommending certain people not because he thought there was an issue of the rate of the snow was causing the wires to sag.
The Prima Gadim has a line in Mishmas HaZahav Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sukkot and Aleph. Mishmas HaZahav Shin Samach Gimel Sukkot and Aleph. Peter Garden raises the possibility that a Tzuris HaPasach that goes over a body of water is not considered Kedav D'Inchi. It's not normal to have a doorway that goes over a body of water. So let's say you have a stream that's going down or across the street, and you want to have a Tzuris HaPasach that goes over that stream, so the Prima Gadim raises the possibility that might not be considered Kedav D'Inchi, and that would be an invalid Tzuris HaPasach. There's a Tshuvas Chacham Sofer that disputes that. The Chacham Sofer is in Simen Pei Zayin. Tshuvas Chacham Sofer, Simen Pei Zayin. Quoting from the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, first he quotes the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, who says, L'chumra. And then the Chacham Sofer himself thinks that there's no evidence for such a chumrah. Lo matzinu, that no one's seen anywhere in the Gemara any evidence of the fact that having it with a Pesach Chol reward would be a problem. So the Chasam Sofer there, the Shaila was that a town that was constructing Eruv and there's some body of water that they wanted to put a Surah to Pesach over. So the Chasam Sofer sounds like he's Mekel. The Shaul wanted to be Mekel, and the Chasam Sofer endorses the position of the Shaul. And Bloy say from the Sefer Shabbos, in the text on top, he's Mekel. And the footnote, he quotes the Mar Mekamos. Theoretically, this could run into Rav Schechter's ground level issues, which we'll probably discuss next week. But as far as whether having a Surah Pesach over water is the look of the Inji, it sounds like the majority position in post is to be Mekel. Yeah.
How is it not Kedav
Yinshi? It's not Kedav Yinshi because you don't need to
look at
a... Fundamentally, the... one of two things. Either the locus of the inchi is not a barometer that you have to evaluate based on variables that the Gemara doesn't present. When the Gemara indicates certain chesronos that are a function of the locus of the inchi, so then that and perhaps things that are directly related to that would pose a problem. But we don't make up new to locus of the inchis. Or, that's what the Chasam Sofer seems to be saying, or if you wanted to argue the Surah HaPesach, the Etzem is a proper Surah HaPesach. The fact that it's going over body of water isn't integral to the construction of the Surah HaPesach per se. The Surah HaPesach as a Pesach is Kedav Yinshi. The fact that it's situated in a certain place doesn't compromise the fact that the Etzem is Kedav Yinshi. One of those two ways.
Okay.
So let's open our Gemaras again. To Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara here groups two halakhas together, and how we paskin depends on how strong this grouping is. So if you take a look at the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, at the two dots, the Gemara has Gufa. Amar Apisa, Surah Pesach Shasam in Etzad Lavasav Lakum, this we already saw. The Amr of Chisda, Surah HaPesach She'amru, Tzricha She'tehei Briya Kidei Lahamid Badalas. So the Surah HaPesach has to be strong enough that it could support a door. The Afilu Delas Shokashin. However, the door that it needs to be strong enough to support need not be a strong door. It could even be a straw door. So it has to be strong enough to support a door, but it need only be a flimsy door. Okay. Amr Reish Lakish, Mishem Rav Yanai, Surah HaPesach, Tzricha Heker Tzir. Surah HaPesach requires a Heker Tzir. It requires hinges, or it requires a hole to put in the hinges. My Heker Tzir, Amr Rav Avya, Apisa. So, Rashi writes, with Apisa, Chur Shetir Hadela Sobibo, the hole in which the hinge of the door hinges. The Alpha Pisha Aina Tri Hadela is Miyuchazi Hadela Sina. So you don't have to actually have a door there, but it has to be a Surah HaPesach that could have a door, and the requirement of having a hole for a hinge is reflective of the fact that it has to be Ru'uya for a door. It's actually at least 3 days in Rishonim what this Apkasa is. Rashi says that it's the hole that the hinge would be inserted into, or that the hinge hinges on. If you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel here, on the side of the page, this edition of the Gemara, they realign the Rabbeinu Chananel. But here it is. Am Rav Yanai Tzricha Heker Tzir V'hi Apkasa Perish Yados. Skipping a few words. V'hu HaKalal HaKuk Ala Mashkov. It's a hole that is on the Kana Al Gabeya. Now the mashkel, last mitzvah of tiradella. So the hole that you put the hinge in above the doorway. Okay, so Ben Hananel says that the hole is above the doorway. If you look in Rashi in Menachos, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Diva Maskel Apkasa, Rashi Menachos, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Diva Maskel Apkasa, Rashi there writes that it's the hole on the bottom of the door, on the ground. Of course, the Skupa should see her Dela Sofipo. But according to Ben Hananel, it's the hole on the top. According to Rashi, it's the hole on the bottom. And according to the Rishba, it's a hole on the side. Tammy.
The Rashi in Menachos is different than the Rashi in Ervin?
Rashi in Ervin doesn't tell you where the hole is. Rashi here just says there's a hole.
Oh, so
where's the hole? According to the Hananel, the hole's on the top. According to Rashi in Menachos, the hole's on the bottom. According to the Rishba, the hole's on the side.
What is the hole in the top or hole in the bottom?
Well,
if you have a pin on the top or bottom of the door and
right.
Stick it in there with some ground, what hole on the side?
Look at the door.
I was actually coming to that.
In America, we have hinges on the side of the door.
Right, I'm saying it's not a hole in anything, it's an added piece to.
Well, it's a place where you would insert. I'm sorry? The place where you would insert the hinge. For our purposes, I'm not so concerned about where the hole is, at least not for the moment. Okay, so that's parenthetical. So again, the first quote is the end of a fifth of Ruyal Hamid El Tokash, and then the second end of Shlokish, that it has to have a hacker tier. Okay, now weiter. So Rav Acha, Rav Avi, ran into the Tamid of Rav Ashi. Amr Lahu, Amr Mar Midi, the Surah Sapesach, did your Rebbe teach you anything about Hilcha Surah Sapesach? Amr Lelo, no. Amr Veloklam. Amr Veloklam. He didn't say anything. Okay, Adka. So if you look at the Rambam, how do we paskin? You look at the Rambam, Perikas Zayin Alochi Yutas. The Rif is the same way. The Rambam, Perikas Zayin Alochi Yutas. Rambam writes, Surah Sapasa Chamur V'chol Makom, Afilu Kano V'chayotzi Bo Mikan V'chan 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 I'm skipping. Surah Sapasa Sh'amru, Sriha Shidei Bria L'Kabal Delos, Afila del Shokash. So Surah Sapesach has to be real a Kabbal del Shokash. However, there's no mention in Rambam of a requirement of Heker Tzir. Same thing in the Rif. No mention of Heker Tzir, but we do pass from the din of Bria L'Kabbal del Shokash. The Rashba explains, the Rashba here in our Sugya explains that the Rif and the Rambam were assuming, how do we know to paskin the din of Ruya L'Kabbal Dela Shokash, not the din of Heker Tzir? So the Rashba explains within these Rishonim that when Rav Acha, Rav Rav Avi asked Tamidei Rav Ashi, did you hear anything in Hilchos Surah Sapesach? And they responded, Lo Amr V'lo Klum, they're going back on this last detail of Heker Tzir. The real question was, did Rav Ashi paskin anything about the requirement of Heker Tzir? And the Talmidim answered, Lo Amar V'lo Klum, no, he never said anything about Heker Tzir. So then, what comes out l'alacha is that the din of Heker Tzir is rejected, but there's no such rejection of the din of Ruya L'Kabbal Del Shokash, so he paskin Ruya L'Kabbal Del Shokash and not Heker Tzir.
So Rashi was just saying for Rambam, the Rif understanding that statement was going on,
Correct. Now the Rashi himself thinks that exchange is going on both halachos, and the Rashi himself doesn't paskin Ruya L'Kabbal Del Shokash either. But his explanation of the Ram of the Rif, which is how we paskin Shulchan Aruch, is based on a distinction between those two halachos. The rejection of Rav Ashi was only on the second halach of Heker Tzir, not on the love of Ruya Lekabel Deles Shel Kash. And then the other direction we've shown him, they quote the Ravid, the Rashi, the Rishba quote the Ravid, that he was Machmer in both, that he requires Hecker Tzir as well as Ruya Lekabel Deles Shel Kash. So again, you have so far the Das, Arif, Arambam, that we paskin Ruya Lekabel Deles, but we don't paskin Hecker Tzir. You have the Ravid that paskins both, and you have the Rashba that paskin neither.
What was the Ravid? The Ravid was based on?
I presume that the Ravid wouldn't have, the Rashba doesn't explain the Ravid if I recall, but I presume the Ravid would have read the Gemara not rejecting, the exchange with the Rashi Talmid was not of relevance to the previous lines per se. Did you hear anything that the halacha slomer v'lakom? It doesn't mean we don't pass them like it. Okay. And again, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention of requirement of hekker tzir, but we do pass in Ruya Lekabel Deles Shel Kash. However, the mission of Yaakov, Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, thinks that you should be Machmir, and this is one of his objections to the construction of Erevin in Europe, that none of the Erevin had Hecker Tzir. In fact, I challenge any of you to tell me if you've ever seen a Tzuras HaPesach constructed for the Erevin that has Hecker Tzir, whatever, wherever the hole is. Probably not. So the Mishnah of Yaakov thinks that Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, he's Machmir that against the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, it's appropriate to require Hecker Tzir. So he writes on page Kuf Mentes that he thinks Rov Rishonim are against the Rif and the Rambam. He quotes a number of Rishonim that Paskin that you do require Hecker Tzir. And then he raises a question about the Rush. The Rush here in Siman Yudalid writes that the Rif is Makel to not require Hecker Tzir is because this is a Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes a Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, do you require Hecker Tzir or not? And of Yochanan Paskin, that you don't require Hecker Tzir. So the way the Rush explains the Rif is the Rif looked at the Yerushalmi, Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Shalach of Kir of Yochanan, that you don't require Hecker Tzir. The mission of Yaakov suggests that no, even according to the Yerushalmi may only be talking about a Tzuras HaPesach that is 10 tefachim off the ground. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's of the minimal dimension, so then you don't require Hecker Tzir. But if you have a taller Tzuras HaPesach, then you do require Hecker Tzir, even according to the Yochanan. The whole Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is only by a regulation length or regulation height Tzuras HaPesach. But if you have a taller Tzuras HaPesach, then Evan would agree that you require Hecker Tzir. So that was the suggestion of the Mishnah of Yaakov that you should be Machmir to require Hecker Tzir, but the position has not been accepted by most poskim.
How would that be?
Why would what be?
The Mishnah of Yaakov's position was not accepted by most poskim if it proves that if you say Yerushalmi.
Because we have the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass an Hecker Tzir.
Did he explain why the Shulchan Aruch would argue?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ram and the Rif, and in Rashi, and other Rishonim. He thinks even though that's the side of Shulchan Aruch, he thinks it's appropriate to be Machmir for the other Rishonim. He thinks that's the position of the Ritva B'Shem Arayvid, and the Smak, and the Smak, and the Rashi and the Avodah HaKodesh. acknowledges Vadai Shamira Geshla Mauchi Yismoch, Rif Rama Rashi. So definitely for Drabbanan, this is what we make all about. But it's appropriate to be Machmir. Okay. But let's talk a little bit about the din of Ruia Lekabel Delev Shelkash. Again, what does it say? Shulchan Aruch, the end of Shin Samach phase. Zarchi Yochanan Shevitzadim Chazakim Lekabel Delev Kolshu Afilu Shelkash O Shelkanan. Aval Kanash Al Gabon Sagi Bekolshu the Afilu Gami Mahani. So that's based on the Yerushalmi that refers to the Kana Al Gabayin, and one place says Gami. So the Kana Al Gabayin doesn't have to be Rui Lekabel Delev Shelkash, but the Kana Minasad have to be Rui Lekabel Delev Shelkash. The Rush, by the way, assumes that even the Kan Al Gabayin has to be Roi Lekabel Delev Shelkash. That relates to what we quoted earlier, the Matzah Sashekel, that the Kana Al-Gabav is less significant than the Kana Mikan, and the Chazon Ish that argues and assumes that they're all of equal significance. But the Maisa we pass in, as far as this detail of Ruia Lekabel Delev Shelkash, says in Shulchan Aruch that the Kana Shebitzadim have to be Ruia Lekabel Delev Shelkash, not the Kana Al-Gabav. So there's a Truma Hadeshen that discusses the following. Truma Hadeshen in Simon Ayy David writes that even though L'chachilo, when it comes to a lechi should be at least an expo wide. So Truma Hadeshen writes, when it comes to a lechi, L'chachilo, a lechi should be an expo wide. Bidi Eved, even if it's less than an expo wide, it's kosher. However, when it comes to Tzuris HaPesach, you can use Sid Machoy, you could use cement. You can use
plaster,
yes. Thank you. You can apply plaster and use applied plaster as a kana mikan, even l'chafila. Then Shimon Sadeshin writes, one second, v'chi tema he'ach yo'il michli asid v'kol shu b'tzuris ha'pesach. So to say that you can use sid machli, that you can use plaster that's
dry,
is a better word for it.
Applied.
Hardened.
I don't think hardened. So according to say that you can use plaster is essentially saying that there's no real shear, that it could be a kol shehu. So how does that work? Don't you require vari lahamid del shokashin? So how can you rely on a kana mikan that's constructed out of sin machli? If you have sin machli, that's not going to be strong enough of a tzuris ha-pesach to be Mamed Delev Shelkash. Okay, so that's what the Torah Sedashin asks. And he answers, Yesh Lomar, the Ayidei HaKosel Shasit Tachol Yemofiba. So you're going to be applying this plaster to the side of a wall. So because you're applying it to the side of the wall, Chashvin Aluhu Bria. So that's considered to be strong enough even though the sin makhli on its own isn't strong enough to be ma'adel shokash, because you're placing it on a wall, so that enhances the strength of the sin makhli, such that we view the sin makhli as being roi lekabel del shokash, and therefore functioning as a valid kana mikan. Okay, that's the Jumas Hadashin and Simon Ayidal. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes the Jumas Hadashin and Shin Samach Gimel when it comes to Alachi. And the Chaber writes, Shin Samach Gimel Seif Zayin, Lechi Afilu Shvarim V'Shivre Shvarim Kisheirim Bo. That you can even have multiple pieces of material that are connected to each other that function as a Lechi. And the Rama says, that's why we construct lechis from plaster that is applied to a wall. As long as we're careful that it's going to be within a sheer lechi. The Rama says, meaning you should be careful that you're not going to have, as Mr. Brewer here quotes, from the Jumas Hadashin, the Jumas Hadashin was concerned, you shouldn't have animals that are lapping at the bottom of the wall that are going to eat up the remove the cement at the bottom, such that you don't have a shear lavin. Okay, so the Ramoth context here in Sin and Shin Samach Gimel is Hilchos Lechi. But the Taz points out over here in Sifkat and Dalin that, as you see in the Jumas Hadashin in its source, this applies to a Tzuras HaPasach as well. That the Kana Mikan can be constructed from Sin Makhli. Rav Schachter has the following observation. He points out that sometimes if you have a colloquial lechi that we use as part of a Tzuras HaPesach, that colloquial lechi, let's say use a piece of weather stripping or the like, is not itself going to be ro'i l'kabel delos shalkash. So even though the type of dallas, the quality of dallas that it needs to be able to support is minimal, but it's something. And if you have a piece of flimsy material functioning as your lefi, that's not going to independently be ra'il kabel dallas shel kash. So the only way that it becomes ra'il kabel dallas shel kash is because you attach it to a pole. You attach it to a pole, so then we view the pole as becoming part of the kana mikan, and the pole is itself ra'i l'kabel dela shalkash, so the combination of the pole and the initial piece of weather stripping becomes the halachic kana mikan, which is now ra'i l'kabel dela shalkash. Problem is that that works fine for a pole, but that's not going to work if you're going to be attaching a piece of weather stripping to the corner of a house. Because number one, as we'll see, potentially either of the following problems. Number one, you can't have a kana mikan that's more than 4 amos wide. So if you're using the house, then the house is going to be usually more than, the side of the house is going to be more than 4 amos wide, and that would be invalid as a kana mikan. If you're using the house, let's leave it at that. So that would be a concern when constructing a Surat HaPesach using this kind of a lechi.
Why does it say you can't use a kind of 1 more than 4 ounces?
How do we know that? So we know that in Hilchos Lechi, and more than four amos is no longer considered a kana. Can't be a lechi anymore. We'll discuss this on its own merits next time. But for our purposes, let's work with that hanacha. So this is assuming not like the Truma Tadashan, because the presentation of Truma Tadashan is that if you have a piece of Sid Mochli that's connected to a house, which is his case, so then it's not that we view the house as part of the Tzuris HaPesach, but the Sid Mochli is the Kana Mikan, that's the Tzuris HaPesach, but it's considered independently, right, with Kabbal Del Shokash, because it's connected to the house. The Rosh Hefker thinks that if it's the strength of the Roy Kabbal Del Shokash is only if you view that which is connected to the pole of the house as being part of the kana mikan. His point is that if you have sin mochli against or a piece of weather stripping against a pole or against a house, so then the only way that we can view that as ra'i l'kabel de la shalkash is by viewing the entire combination of the house / the pole and the piece of lechi as the kana. That only works if the pole that you're attaching it to is itself a dimension that would be acceptable for a kana mikan. Now, this also relates to the question of Aksuke Tikra, which we'll discuss next time also, / Tzuras HaPesach HaOmne Me'ela. Can you use a pre-existing structure for a Tzuras HaPesach? So the Gemara has in Menachos and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis the notion of Aksuke Tikra. That if you have poles, cement, that are only constructed in order to support a roof, but not intended to form a doorway, even if the mela, they do form that which appears as a doorway, that doorway is Pater Min HaMezuzah, because the doorposts were not put there l'shem doorway, they're only put there l'atzuke tikra. So is that relevant to Hilchos Erevin as well? Mishnas Yaakov thinks yes. Mishnas Yaakov in Simen Kuf Gaf Gimel assumes that in order to have a Tzuris HaPesach, you have to have actual mezuzahs, actual doorposts, and you can't use the walls of a house, because that would be a problem with Aksuke Tikra. Because there, the walls are not constructed l'shem Tzuris HaPesach, they're constructed to keep the house up, or as part of the house, and they can't double as a Tzuris HaPesach. So we'll have to see to what extent that's accepted, and what other posts can say about Aksuke Tikra / Tzuris HaPesach HaOme Me'ela. So we'll pick up with this Emirz Hashem tomorrow. I'll try to send you out some further Mar Makomos. I'm hoping to finish up the Tzuris HaPesach topics next Monday, and then I might go into Tuesday and then spend a little bit of time talking about talking about siluk mechitzos. Siluk mechitzos. And then that should conclude this section of the Lila, and we'll have some time for Chazar.